Now to the guy who's about to host the biggest party in town. Actually, the biggest party in the country. The mayor of Denver, John Hickenlooper. Mayor Hickenlooper, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jackie.
So, Mr. Mayor, the Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow in Denver. Luckily, you've got some experience in the hospitality industry. We understand that not only were you a geologist in your previous life, but you founded a large brew pub there in Denver.
Well, back in when I got laid off as a geologist back in 1986, I couldn't get my own mother to invest. It took a while to raise the money, but it turned out to be a great success.
So we know that this is a convention, not a kegger, but please give us your expert advice. What are the most important things a host has to do to give a truly killer party?
Well, the first thing you got to do is a lot of planning. And we spent, you know, a year and a half planning every possible contingency, right? How do we have the right shuttle buses and vehicles to get everyone where they need to be at the time they're needed there? How do we train our police force? We've had every police officer have at least 30 hours of training, most of them 40 hours of training. You know, we'll have a few protesters. How do we make sure that they get all the freedom of expression, and yet there's not some small minority that puts those other protesters at risk? There are 16 or 17,000 journalists that are coming. So you know that with every cell phone having a camera, we have to hold ourselves to the highest standard in everything that we do.
So are you nervous? Have you been giving etiquette lessons, or do you feel you're ready?
You know, it was funny. We had a fundraiser out by the airport, car wash for all the taxi drivers, and we did give them sort of an etiquette lesson. But just, you know, they're the first people that welcome visitors, and we wanted to make sure that they knew key facts and knew where key things were going to be. You know, what we've really tried to do is make sure that people appreciate what is going on in Denver, that we're solving a lot of problems that other cities have had troubles with, that we do have 300 days of sunshine, we're next to the, you know, majestic Colorado Rockies. You know, part of it's a sales pitch, and then part of it's politics.
So, speaking of the politics, how are you going to welcome the crowds on Monday and introduce them to Denver? And I understand that you do want to highlight the changes that Denver has seen in the last decade or so.
Well, of course, you look at when I opened my brew pub back in 1988, the rent in lower downtown was $1 a square foot per year. And now it's one of the hottest downtowns in America. We've built over 25,000 housing units in the last dozen years. What we're trying to do is make people recognize that the Rocky Mountain West, kind of the core Western values, it doesn't matter who your parents were, your grandparents, it matters who you are. Can you work hard enough? Are you willing to commit yourself to it, heart and soul? And can you attract talented people? And I think that's what we've been doing out here in the West, and I think that's what Senator Obama is going to do for the country.
So you can pretty much count on that sunshine, I suppose, on this week during the convention.
We hope so. We hope so.
But when Barack Obama takes to the stage at Invesco Field on Thursday night, what are you going to do if it does decide to rain?
Well, you know, I'm one of those, and I'm dating myself, but I grew up outside Philadelphia, and I drove up to Woodstock when they had that little rock and roll concert some years ago. And it was pouring rain, right? And we actually were drenched and never got to hear any music. That's the awful truth. Please don't tell anyone I told you that. If it were to rain, I don't think anyone's going to move. I think people will stay out there and they will watch his speech. And if anything, it will create even more emotional content.
Mayor Hickenlooper, if this convention is anything like Woodstock, I'd like to reserve right now the opportunity to talk to you about it next weekend. By the time they get to Denver, well, 500,000 strong. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you. John Hickenlooper is the mayor of Denver. He'll help open the Democratic National Convention there tomorrow. Good luck to you.
You bet. My pleasure, Jackie. Nice talking to you.
And if you happen to be in Denver this week, you can stop by Mayor Hickenlooper's former pub and have a draw named for the candidate himself. That's right, the folks at the Wynn Coop Brewing Company are introducing, drumroll please, the Obaminator. It's described as a German lager, deep in color and intelligent in flavor. No reports of a Biden brew so far.